Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvahs Gid Hanoshe. Parshas Vayishlach has the first lav in the Torah. Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe. Be'emes, this parsha was a story by Yankev Avinu. It was before Matan Torah. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Kol Mitzvah Shenemra V'loy Nishne B'Sinai. So then it's L'B'nei Yisrael Nemra V'loy L'B'nei Noyach. After the sugi goes through various mitzvahs, the maskon is that that memra was to bring out one point, that the lav of Gid Hanoshe, which says a loshen of Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe, it's before Matan Torah, but it's talking only to Klal Yisrael noch Matan Torah, and it's only to b'nei Yisrael and not to b'nei Noach. The shayrish of the mitzvah, the chinuch brings already, it's a remes to Klal Yisrael, that even though they're going to be soivel harbeit soros in the golus, they're going to be able to survive the golus. The whole story of Yankev Avinu with the Sori Shel Esav represents all the tsoros of the Golus. And he fights with him Ad Alois HaShachar, which represents Tol the Geula of Zorach Olav HaShemesh. And the Gid Hanoshe represents that we're going to survive through the Golus. The Rashbam Al HaTorah says that the Inyan is it's a Zecher L'Nes. But it's interesting, a lot of times for a Zecher L'Nes, maybe the mitzvah should have been we should eat the Gid Hanoshe, we should do something. Why do we represent the Zecher L'Nes, what happened to Yaakov, with a negative? Rav Moshe, in the Drash Moshe, says, interesting pshat, because we want to bring out a point that yes, there was a Gevaldika Amida bin Asoyan over here from Yaakov Avinu that he survived with the Sori Shel Esav. But a better thing is Al Tiviyengu Lo Yudei Nisoyan. It's fourth negative. Better not to have to go through the Nisoyan at all. The Chasam Sofer writes in a drash, and I want to tell it to what the Chinuch says. It says that the Sori Shel Esav was Noga Bechaf Yerech Yaakov. So he says to read it like this. Yerech has three letters. Yerech is the Rosh HaTevis Yam, Rekia, and Kisei. Yam Doimel Rekia, Rekia Doimel Kisei HaKovid. Zok the Chasam Sofer, Yam is represents the Torah. Yam is the Torah. Rekia he brings represents the Talmidei Chachamim. And the Chof represents Kisei is the Beis HaMikdosh. Now the Sori Shel Esav only shepherd with the Beis HaMikdosh, but we still have the Torah. So he was Negeya to the Chof, to the letter Chof of the Yerech. We said Yerech is Yam, Rekia, and Kisei. Yam is the Torah that we still have even in the Golus. Rekia is the Talmidei Chacham, and we have that in the Golus. But he was Negeya to the Chof of the Yerech. And that Abemesh is Meshach Shaykh to the Chinuch. How taka do we survive the Golus? The Gid Hanoshe is representative of that. But how do we survive through the Golus? That's how we survive taka through the Golus. The Shach Al HaTorah says an interesting remez. This is a Lav Dairais, it's an Isser Achilo. Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanoshe. He says there's a remez in this pasuk. It's also for all the Tanesim and Tsoimos that we have. Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid. Es is Tisha of, and also Tainus Esther. Es is Aleph Tov. Gimel of Gid is Gimel Tishrei, is Tzoyim Gedalia. The Yud of Gid is Yud Tishrei, Yom Kippur, and Yud Tevis. Yud Gimel together is Tainus Esther, and the entire letter Gid is 17, is Shiva Osir B'Tamuz. Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe, or Remez Noe on the Inyan of Tzoyimus. Over to the Gufa Inyan, we have here the Lav D'Oraisa of Gid Hanoshe. And we know that the Isra of Gid Hanoshe is noig bebehema v'chaya, but only in a behema tohoira, not in a behema tameya. The sukkis of Gid Hanoshe are avada in Mesech Techulin, in Perek Gid Hanoshe. In Rambam, Hilchas Macholas Asuris, Perek Ches. And also in Yeredeya, Simen Samachay. But to go some of the basic inyonim that we have over here. The Isra of Gid Hanoshe is only noig in a behema tohoira. That's what the Mishnah says in the Kuf Amid Beis. Noyig b'tahoyra v'eini noyig b'tmeya. L'choyra, what's the chiddush? Noyig b'tahoyra. Of course, it's noyig in a behemah tahoyra. The chiddush is that it's not noyig in a behemah tmeya. But some achronim say it's coming to be meram is that it's noyig in a nevela and a treifa. Only a min of behemah tmeya, a chazer, a behemah that's the min of that behemah is not is tameh. But in a tahoyra, a shor, a keves, an eis, even if it's an avel or treifa, as we'll see soon, there is an isra of Gid Hanoshe. That's already nirmaz in the Mishnah. Noyeg b'tahoyra Ve'enoy noyeg b'temeya. What's taka pshat that there's no iser of gid hanoshe in a behema temeya? So the Gemara brings two pshatim. One pshat is because ain iser chalal iser, which you have to explain when the behema is created slowly, as it's the yitzur of the behema is happening, the gid hanoshe is not there right away. It's noitzer, the ivorim and the gidim come through afterwards at a later stage in the process of the uber getting created. So this uber right away had an iser of chazer, but the gid didn't get also with the iser of gid till a later stage. And therefore there's a rule of ein iser chal al iser. The iser of chazer came first, and the iser of gid is not chal on the chazer. That's one pshat. The Gemara brings another pshat that it's gzeres hakosov. It says, al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael is gid anoshe. It has to be misha gidoi osaru besorei mutter. Yotzazu shegidei osaru besorei osar. The iser of gid anoshe is noig in a zah animal that its basar is mutter. Its basar is mutter. And only then we say that the gid is osar. But a behema that the kol kulei of the basar of that behema is osar, then there's no iser of gid anoshe. That's the pshat in the Tanna Kamma. So noig b'tahoira. There's no iser of gid anoshe on the gid of a chazer, and therefore, because either ain iser chal al iser, or because there's a gzeres hakos of misha besorei mutter has the din of gid anoshe. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda oimer af b'tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda argues that there's an iser of gid hanoshe on chazer, and the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Haloi mibne Yaakov neser gid hanoshe. Vadayin behema mutmeya muteris. The iser of gid hanoshe was noyig even in the times of bnei Yaakov. Omru loy b'sinai nema. Ela shenichtav b'mkoymoy. So there's an interesting shakal of Atari. Rabbi Yehuda, building up his shita that there is an iser gid hanoshe even in Chazer, his taina is because the iser of gid hanoshe was even in the times of Yaakov. Why does that say that there should be an iser of Chazer? So you have to understand. Rabbi Kveger explains, if the pshat in the Tanna Kamma is ein iser chal al iser, that the iser of gid hanoshe can't be chal on chazer, comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, it's an iser chomer. The fact that gid hanoshe was already noyig in the times of Bnei Yaakov, so it's an iser chomer. And iser chomer, we say iser chal al iser. If the pshat is, because there's a gzeres hakosov that the iser of gid hanoshe is only on an animal that the besori was mutter, zot Rabbi Yehuda. Hare, the Isser of Gid Anoshe started in the times of Bnei Yaakov. At that time, there was no Isser Chazer. Since there was no Isser Chazer, Gid Anoshe was Chal even on Chazer. The Isser Gid Anoshe was able to be Chal. And then Suloi Paka, it doesn't come off. Since in the times of Bnei Yaakov, it was Shaykh to have the Isser of Gid Anoshe on a Behemoth Tmeya, it remains that that's the gather of the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Taina. Haloi mi Bnei Yaakov Nesar. And therefore, it's either Isser Chomer. And also the reasoning of that, the Isra of Gid Anoshe is only on a behemoth that's, the Basar is Mutter. In the times of Bnei Yaakov, the Basar was Mutter. What does the Tanna Kamma answer back? Omru loy, b'sinai nema, ela shenichtav b'mkoymoy. Rashi learns that the Tanna Kamma is saying that there was no Isra of Gid Anoshe in the times of Bnei Yaakov. It's kol kuloy only la'achar matan Torah. Like we said from the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Tes, kol mitzvah shenemra v'loy nishna b'sinai. So when it says that even if it's in Sefer Bereishis, it's kol kuloy for klal Yisrael la'achar matan Torah. So there was b'chlal no iser of gid hanoshe before matan Torah on anyone. Shteito amachloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was an iser on Bnei Yaakov mi'ikra din, an iser on Bnei Yaakov of gid hanoshe. And the Tanna Kamma says, no, mibnei, rak mi Sinai was nemar. Rabbi Yehuda, based on his reasoning that there was an iser of gid hanoshe in the times of Bnei Yaakov, uses that as a reasoning when he holds that there's an iser of gid hanoshe on chazer. We explain the two ways. Either because it explains there's no issue of enes achal iser, because it's an iser chomer, it's chomer because it was noig far matan Torah. Or because there's a gzeres hakosov, only something that's besori mutter. Chazer also was besori mutter, far matan Torah. Now, Kepshute Rashi learns that the Tanna Kamma argues that Misinai Nesar, there was no Isser of Gid Anoshe at all. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, L'chayr is Mavur, not like that. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says, famous Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Malachim, Shisha Mitzvois Nitztava Odom Arishon. Moisefol of Noyach, a seventh one for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, Eivir Menachai. By Odom there was no Isser of Eivir Menachai, Bechlal didn't eat Basar. So Adam had six mitzvahs, Noach had a seventh one. Continues the Rambam. Avram Avinu was Moisif, Mila, and Shachris. Yitzchak was Moisif Maisris and Mincha. Yaakov was Moisif Mairiv and Gid Hanoshe. Then he continues, Amram was Moisif more mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. He doesn't say what. Amram was Moisif mitzvahs. It's a bazunda rishmuz. At Shabbo Moshe Rabbeinu v'hishlam es hakol. Stated in the Rambam that Yaakov Avinu already instituted the Isser of Gid Hanoshe. So there was an Isser of Gid Hanoshe by Benoich, by Bnei Yaakov. So what does it mean that the Mishnah says here, like Nemra Elam Sinai, is that Teretz is posh that this Rambam in Hilchas Melachim is Lashitosoi from a very famous Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is here in Chulin, Daf Kuf, the Mishnah we're doing right now. The Rambam stels avek a big yisoid. He says, Dalacha an Iker Godol that you see in this Mishnah. Sim Lev Iker HaGodol. He says of the Rambam, when we do mitzvahs v'zmana zeh, even mitzvahs that were given before Ma'an Torah, even Avram and Achai, Milo, Gid Hanoshe, we're not doing Gid Hanoshe because Yaakov Avinu said it. We're not doing Milo because Avram Avinu, or Avram and Achai because it was Nemar to Noyach. We're doing it because it was Nemar to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Knech over here. Avada could be it wasn't the times of Yaakov Avinu also. And Bnei Yaakov were Noyig Gid Hanoshe. But now that it was given by Sinai, we're doing it Kolkulai Al Sinai. We're doing it Kolkulai Al Sinai, not because of the story that happened with Yaakov. And Memela, it's considered that it was only Misinai Nemer, and it's not Mibnei Yaakov Nemer. B'chol Eifin, to go a little bit into the Etzem Sugya, like we mentioned, there's no Isser of Gid Hanoshe on a Chazer, on a Behemoth Tumeya. Maybe it's also to eat it as Chazer, maybe, but you're not over the Isser of Gid Hanoshe on the Gid Hanoshe of a Chazer. So the Menchus Chinuch brings a Mishnah L'Melech that brings a Rashba, Tshuvas a Rashba. Is there an Isser Gid Hanoshe on Bsar Odom? Sorry for going into this, but if you eat the Gid Hanoshe of a person, are you over the Isser of Gid Hanoshe? So the Mishnah L'Melech brings from the Rashba that yes, there's an Isser of Gid Hanoshe in Bsar Odom. If you eat the Gid Hanoshe of a person, you're over. So the Menchus Chinuch wants to say that L'Chair, the Rambam would be Choylik, and he says a Shtikal Torah. We already said, we pass him like the Tanakama, that Gid Hanoshe is only Noig in a Za Min, that it's Osir, and that it's mutter to eat its basar. And then we say the Gid Hanoshe is Osir. But let's say a Chazer, where it's Osir to eat Basar Chazer anyways, so then the Gid Hanoshe of the Chazer doesn't have Isir Gid Hanoshe. What about Basar Odom? It's Yidu, it's a Machloikis. The Rashba and Shuva hold that Basar Odom is mutter. There's no Isir inherently about Basar Odom. But the Rambam, in Hilchas Macholas Asuris, Perik Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, if you eat Bisar Odom, you're over an Isser Essay. He brings a Pasuk, Zoy Sachai Asher Teichelu, and not Odom. So it's an Isser Essay. Lav Abba Machlal Asay is an Essay. So we have a Machloikis. The Rashba says Bisar Odom is Mutter. The Rashba L'shitosei Avada says, Gid Hanoshe of an Odom is Osir. Because it's a Min of Basar Kosher. But the Rambam holds that Bisar Odom is an Isser Essay. And therefore, maybe there wouldn't be an Isser Gid Hanoshe. But Achshav Yesh Lodom. Why tak is there no Isser Gid Hanoshe in Chazer, where there's a lav to eat Chazer? Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Yesh Lodom Ulefalto. On a Chazer, which is already an Isser Lav, so the Isser Lav of Gid Hanoshe is not going to be Chal on the lav of Chazer. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. But Besar Odom is only an Isser Essay. Yesh Lodom, if an Isser Lav could be Chal on an Isser Essay, it's more Chomer. Also the other pshat. We said that Gid Hanoshe is not chal only on something that it's minay osir. Here it's only an isir essay. You have to know if that's enough to go into that gather of isir essay. I would be moisif. The Pri Chodesh brings another reason why Gid Hanoshe is noyig in Besar Odom. That if you eat the Gid Hanoshe of a person that you're over. He says because the whole story happened with Yaakov. He says that's pshat on the Rashba. That Gid Hanoshe is noig in Besar Odom. The original story is with a person. How could it be that the Isser of Gid Hanoshe is not by Besar Odom? The original story was with the Yaakov Avinu, which is a person. Yesh Lodon, that once again, the Rambam maybe would be Chaylik on this. We already spoke from the other Rambam. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Chulin that when we do the Isser of Gid Hanoshe, it's not because of the story that happened by Yaakov Avinu. We're doing it called Kulay because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava on it. Minei Ubei, that would be that it wouldn't apply the Svara of the Pri Chodesh. So interesting. The Rashba says that there's an Isser of Gid Hanoshe on Besar Odom, and we're clearing, the Rambam maybe would be Chaylik. First of all, the Rashba is based on that he holds Besar Odom is Mutter. The Rambam holds that Besar Odom Chotch is an Isser Essay. Also, the Pri Chodesh says that the beer in the Rashba, that there's an Isser of Gid Hanoshe on Odom, is because the story of Yaakov Avinu was with an Odom. But the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is that that's not the gather of the Isser. I want to bavarn. Most Rishonim hold that even like the Rashba, that Besar Adam is mutter, but once he's dead, a mace is Osir Bahano. There's a another thing there, a mace is Osir Bahano. But Vice says there's a word over here. Mace is Osir Bahano, but it's not that the min of Adam is Osir. Granted, there's a separate thing that there's an Isra Hano on mace, but it's not that Adam is, Besar Adam is Osir. That Lechaira came in Heron Glat. Now, we still have equity this issue if it was Nemar only after Har Sinai or it was also given in the times of Bnei Yankov, Libnei Noyach Nemar. So that's a machlekes rishonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda Taka, that Avada, there was an Isra of Giranosha before Matan Torah. But on who? L'chayra only on Bnei Yankov. Al Kain lo yoichlu Bnei Yisrael. Stam for the niggin, you know, when the pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, it could either mean Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, no Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael. Oh no, Bnei Yisrael, the children of that person, Yankov Avinu, whose name is also Yisrael, the Bnei, the children of Yisrael. But Avada lo shamanu that it would be usher to all Bnei Noach. But Emma says it's Moir, the Ktoisis and Chulin, that Tzadik is Mavur, he's Mesupik. But Ktoisis has a Tzad that the Isra of Giranoshe was before Matan Torah was an all Bnei Noach. Nothing to do with Bnei Yisrael. The Torah speaks out, Bnei Yisrael, because Be'ikr, it's La'achra Matan Torah, it was Neschadish, it's only for the Yidden. So already in Parshas Vayishlach and Sefer Bereishis, it's Rikzois the Nusach Bnei Yisrael. Or Be'emes, the Koidim Matan Torah, the Kedin, was Be'emes on all the Umos. As like, Klor, Tosfos has his Asofik. And Daf Tzadik and Chum, that the Isra of Giranosha Farah Matan Torah was on all the Umos. And the Aruch Nehra speaks out in Sanhedrin that the Pasuk says Bnei Yisrael, because it's for the La'achra Matan Torah, the Kedin. But other Rishonim Acholik, Rabbeinu Yoin and Sanhedrin Daf Nuntes, Tosis and Psochem Daf Chof Beis, that Avad, even if Giranosha was Noig Farmat and Torah, it was Noig Farmat and Torah on the Bnei Yaakov, who maybe also had a din of Benoyach then. That's already getting into the big Shaila of the Precious Drachim. What was the status of the Ovois and the Bnei Yaakov in before Matan Torah? But Akoponim, Frekt Rabbeinu Yoin, interesting Kasha in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin makes a dramatic statement that the Baal, the Isra of Giranosha, was not repeated a second time, so it's right that it was only to Bnei Yisrael and not Koidim Matan Torah. Frekta, who are you coming lafuke? Anyways, even Koidim Matan Torah was only for Bnei Yaakov. So you have a Bnei Yaakov that wasn't by Matan Torah? Who are you coming to be Mamayit? If you're coming to be Mamayit, Bnei Noyach, that the Baal wasn't repeated a second time, so it's taken away from all the Bnei Noyach, I understand. But even Koidim Matan Torah wasn't on Bnei Noyach, it was only on Bnei Yaakov. So he says it's coming lafuke dosan va'aviram, that they went out of Mitzrayim, but they didn't have Har Sinai, they weren't there by Matan Torah. Or maybe Achroinim say it's going on the Mesim Shehechia Yecheskel. Or Bechlal, I want to know, Elachat Chiyas HaMesim, Be'ezer Hashem, Avram Avinu is going to come. Avram Avinu is a Yid. Avram Avinu is going to have the Isser of Giranoshe. He's not from the Bnei Yankov. You have to know what would be the Gedol Lagabi that. Now the Gufa Inyan though, that was saying that the Etzim, the din of Giranoshe, if it was a Chotch for the Bnei Yankov, was Me'ikar Adin, that Koidim and Torah, there was already an Isser on the Bnei Yankov. So there's a Dover Nechmad. You have the Gemara in Chulin, that Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara brings that by Yosef, Yosef told the Mitzrayim to prepare a Suda for his brothers. Gemara says he told them, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochein. So the Gemara darshins, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochein, Pralohem Beis Hashchito, V'Hochein Toil Gidanoshe Lefneim. Prepare them a Suda Shecht, and be Menakir the Gidanoshe in front of them, to make sure they see that you did it. So to Gemara, oh, you see we're going like the Mandi Omar, that Giranoshe was Osir, Koidim Matan Torah to the Bnei Yankov. Frek Toisvis, over there in Chulin, what's the Raya? Because the Gemara says that Yosef told him to make sure about the Giranoshe. Hare, we know that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Ovis also, Yankov and Bono of Avada, they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Maybe that's why they were Makbid on the Giranoshe. Who says it was because Me'ikra Din that they Mechuyiv? So the Briskerov said a harifistic avort. He brought down that the Baal Shem Tov would be able to look at food and without, just by looking at it, he would know if it's tummy or tar. He stelled to that the Noid Yehuda brought down this idea that you could paskin based on looking at something. He brings that, it says in the Gemara and Shabbos that an Isha would go to the Beis Medrash with a kikar shel truma to know if it's tar or tummy. Why does she have to go with the kikar? Let her just describe what exactly happened and ask the shayla. Teretz says they were bringing, she wanted someone to look at it, by looking at it to paskin. Zokti Briskerov, this idea that you can paskin by looking at it and seeing the kedusha or the non-kedusha of the food is only koyach the Matan Torah. The koyach the Baal Shem Tov had, but it's a koyach only koyach the Matan Torah. Zokti Razai, If the Ovis would be Mekayim Kol HaTerakula, Stamazay, because they're not Mechoyev, they're only Mekayim Kol HaTerakula as an Inyan, then Yosef wouldn't have to tell to be Menachar, the Gid, in front of them. They would be able to look at the food. The Ovis, the Bnei HaShvotim, Ravada, the Bnei Yankiv also had that Koyach, the Baal Shem Tov. They could look at the food. They would be able to see if there was Gid HaNosha there, if there's a problem. Oh, but the Gemara nevertheless says, no, Nakar Agid Lefneim, do it in front of them. Zok the Gemara, Shmamina, that this is like the man, the Omer, that may Iker Hadin they were Mechuyiv. This was an Iker Hadin. It wasn't in Yonim that they want to be Mekayim Kol HaTerakula. Gid HaNosha they were being Mekayim because they had a Tzivoy. Al Kein Lo Yoichlu, Bnei Yisrael is Gid HaNosha, they had a Tzivoy not to do Gid HaNosha. That has to be Lefneim. Azayot HaGezokt, the Brisker Rav. So we spoke about the Gid HaNosha of a Behema Tmeya and the Gid HaNosha of Bisar Odom, the Machlekes Rashba and the Rambam. The next step is Gid HaNosha of a Nevela or a Trefa. Nevela and Trefa is not a Behema, it's a cow, it's a shor, a kevis, an ace. It's a Behema that the min of the Behema is a Behema Tahira. It's a min of Behema that Bisari Mutter. So the Harit Shabichal is of Gid HaNosha. So Farana Mais like this. One more Hakdama. There's a big machlokes, and we're going to talk about it more behemshich, but there's a big machlokes if yesh begidin benoisin tam or ain begidin benoisin tam. If you hold ain begidin benoisin tam, that means that really the Gid HaNosha has no tam. It's not really a batam ta'achila, it's mamash an eitz ba'alma. Eating it tam as I wouldn't be a maisa achila b'chlal, it's eitz ba'alma. No, the Torah was machadash exerus akosim, that's the isra of Gid HaNosha. To eat that chatichas eitz, that gid, that's the isra achila of Gid HaNosha. L'moshel, if you hold ain begidin benois in time, and the Rambam, my first passage is like that. If you eat the Gid HaNosha of a chazer, you're not over anything. You're not over the isser of chazer, because we said there's a gzeres hakosav of any bosser, any animal that its bosser is not mutter, doesn't have the isser of gid. But who then, when you eat that Gid HaNosha of chazer, you're not over the isser of chazer either. Because it's like eating the atzomois, karnayim, and gidin, and the chelik of the animal that's not royal achila. So the Rambam passes mafurish and hilchas macholas asuris perakches halochehe. If you eat the Gid HaNosha of a behema tmeya, you're potter from the iser gid, and you're also potter from the iser of chazer. Because ain begidin benois in time. The Rambam repeats this in a few places. First of all, bechlal gabi hilchas taruvis of batal b'shishim and all that. The Rambam passes in hilchas macholas asuris. That Gid HaNosha that falls into the food doesn't give tam. Ain begidin benoisin tam. It's a machloikis in the Gemara, but the Rambam baskins ain begidin benoisin tam. That means a Gid HaNosha be'etzem is a chatichas eitz ba'alma. When you eat a Gid HaNosha of a behemoth tahira, of a kosher behemoth tahira, so that you shechted well, and then you eat the Gid HaNosha. That's good for the gzeres hakosav, that even though this Gid is mamash an eitz ba'alma, al zen emr the isser, al kein lo yoichul b'nei Yisrael as Gid HaNosha. But if you eat the Gid HaNosha of a chazer, so there's no iser Gid HaNosha because there's a gzeres hakosav of a min that is also doesn't have iser of gid, and there's also no iser of chazer. Nevertheless, here's the ma'aser the Chayim will jump on. The Rambam says in Macholas Asuris Perak Ches Alochavav, if you eat the Gid HaNosha of Nevela, you chayiv two malkis, one for Nevela and one for Gid HaNosha. The Kan, all the Achroinim, the Shara Melech, and the Gedolei Achroinim, the Menchas Chinuch talks about it. Why are you Chayiv for the Isser of Nevela? I understand you Chayiv for the Isser of Gid HaNosha, because Gid HaNosha, this Nevela is a cow. It's a Bosser Mutter. It's an animal that it's Bosser is Mutter. And that's the Xerza cause of the Isser of Gid HaNosha. But why are you over the Isser of Nevela? Hare ain the Gidin benois in Tam, there's no Tam, it shouldn't have the Isser of Nevela. So the crazy you place here, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, and the Shara Melech, and the Minchas Chinuch, and a lot of Gedolei Achronim, they go with a gang, I want to elaborate a little bit on it, called Achshavei, and I want to explain it. They say a fascinating concept. Achshavei. Achshavei is the pshat, when you eat a Gid HaNosha of a Nevela, betzem this Gid is a Chatichas Eitz Ba'alma, it doesn't have tam, it's ein Nikra Achila. Or B'Klapi, the Isser of Gid HaNosha, it was Neschadish, that it is considered Achila. Klapi, the Isser of Gid HaNosha, it's considered Achila. Oy, but it's a loy rak that you're going to be chayiv on iser nev Gid HaNosha. So you were machshav it as an achila. You're going to be chayiv also for the iser of nevela. The Menachas Chinuch brings down this idea also of achshavei that when you eat a giranosh of nevela, vibalt is iser gid, memela to adin is iser nevela. By chazer, there's no iser of gid, because it's besari also, there's no iser of gid, memela nothing's chal. But by a giranosh of nevela, once there's iser of giranosh, it's also chal iser of nevela. The Menachas Simcha then tells Su something he talks about totally in a different place in Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph, but just a little to go into it. Very interesting idea. We know that in Kol HaTorah Kula, if a person eats Shalei Kederach Achila, you potter. L'mashal, if you eat Chazer, Shalei Kederach Achila. Shalei Kederach Achila means you poured a lot of hot pepper or very bitter stuff on it that it's totally not Roy L'machal anymore, Michael Adam. It, or it's burning hot that it's mamash burning your throat. Or it's raw. It's in a tzura. You ate it in an oifen. It's shalei kederach achila. The din is any macholas asuris. Let's talk about chazer. If you eat it shalei kederach achila, you're not over. But Yom Kippur is different. It's yidua on Yom Kippur. Even if you eat shalei kederach achila, you're over the iser of Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur doesn't say like soichal. Yom Kippur is a din of inui, of having pain and inui from not eating. Lamaisa, even putting down the food in an oifen of shalei kederach achila, that's going against inui. That's not inui. You got something into the system. There's some food went in. And that's a klal. That's basics. That in Kol HaTorah Kula, achila shalei kedarka, loishma achila. On Yom Kippur, achila shalei kedarka is achila. So if a person eats chazer, shalei kederach achila, stam on a Tuesday, he's not oifen. If a person eats on Yom Kippur, even kosher food, he eats on Yom Kippur, he's oifen. Maybe we can say a blitz. If a person eats chazer on Yom Kippur, shalei kederach achila, achshavei, since he's over the iser of Yom Kippur, he should also be over the iser of chazer. Similar like we're saying here, by gid anosha, since you're over the iser of gid, you're over the iser of nevela, since you're over the iser of chazer, and since you're over the iser of Yom Kippur, you should be over the iser of chazer. Fashteitzach, the Menchas Chinuch speaks out that it's not a good sushta, and he explains, by Giranoshe, it was Nischadish that the Torah was reckoning that even though it's a Chatichas Eitz Ba'almo, but it's considered a Chila. But by Yom Kippur, we're not saying it's a Chila. When you ate that Chazer, Shalei Kedarka on Yom Kippur, we're not saying it's considered a Chila. It's Vaiter, it's not a Chila. It's not a Chila. Shalei Kedarka is Loish Me'a Chila. In Yom Kippur, there's a different gather. Grada, Vibalta on Yom Kippur, the Isser is Loish Se'une. So there was Ino, Bittel of Inoi, so you're over. But what does that have to do with the Isser of Chazer? It was Shalei Kedarka. It's not an Achila Bachlal. It's not the pshat that Lagabi Yom Kippur is considered achila, memelel who adin Lagabi Chazer is considered achila. Lagabi Yom Kippur, you're over, even though it's not achila. So Lachor, he says it's a dichoy, it has no shaykhis to the mice of Giranosh of Nevela. But then the Menachas Chinuch goes a step further, he says an einfal. He says, maybe you could change the whole attitude. Maybe there's a new word of achshavei. Maybe any time Chaim Yankel eats something, shalei kedarka, he pours a lot of bitter stuff on it, or he eats a burning hat, and often that human beings don't eat it, yeah? Chilas shalei kedarka. Maybe hagufa. Does alain that Chaim Yankel ate it. Let's talk about kosher foods. Now, on a Tuesday, Yankel eats a kosher piece of meat, but he eats it to shalei kedarka. Did he do a chila? So he brings an interesting idea. If a person made a shvua she'oichel, he made a shvua that he's going to eat. Now he has to keep his shvua. That's hilcha shvuas. You can make a shvua you're going to eat, you're not going to eat, we're going to see. But if you make a shvua that you're going to eat on osid, and then you went and ate something shalei kedarka, you were yotze your shvua. You ate a chila shalei kedarka, your shvua was that you're going to do a chila. Teretz is, what do you mean? But for you, it is. You decided that's called eating, and it's considered achila. It's considered achila. You swore you're going to eat, you ate. Aber, Zokta Lecha Mishnah, who adin? Let's say a guy swore that he didn't eat. He swore that he didn't eat yesterday. And yesterday he ate shalei kedarka. He's over his shvuah. Because even though it's shalei kedarka, but that's him, meet him. He's the kind of guy that eats like that. Abizokta lecha mishnah, what if a person made a shavua that he's not going to eat? He made a shavua that he's not going to eat, and then he went and ate something shalei kedarka. Don't say that he's over. Maybe he's not a rasha. Maybe he's not coming to do something rishis. Fakir, he swore that he's not going to eat, and he's not eating. Why should we decide that he's a rasha? Why should we decide that he's a rasha? And since we make a he should be a Rosh, we don't consider it a Chila. Abstractly, whenever a person eats Shalei Kedarka, maybe for him that's a Chila. Now, Haga Ba'atzmacha. A guy, Stamazai on a Tuesday, eats Chazer Shalei Kedarka. Maybe he should be over, because for him, he's the kind of guy that calls this a Chila. Teretz is Punk Faket. He's not the kind of guy that calls this a Chila. What, he's a Rosh? Ma'apetom. And he's eating it, shaloi kedark, he's not over. But if a person eats chazer, shaloi kedark on Yom Kippur, hare, he's anyways a Rosha. He's a Rosha because he's being over Yom Kippur, not because it's considered a chila b'negei Yom Kippur. Abulamaisa, he's being over the Isra of Inui of Yom Kippur. So he's a Rosha anyways. So I'm saying, for all we know, maybe this is his normal way of eating. And then Ibizoi, he should be asked, Achshavei, he should be able to be over also the Isra of Chazer as he's eating shaloi kedark on Yom Kippur. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Aleph. Or Baklapi, what's negei by Ons, by Gira Noshe, we're coming out, and this is going to be negei in the Hemshech to Etzem Yisoid. The way the Raman passes is that ain't begidin v'nois in tam. So if you eat Gira Noshe over behemoth tmeya, you're not over anything. You're not over Isra Gira Noshe, because there's no Isra Gira Noshe on a min that's behemoth tmeya. And you're not over Isra Chazer either, because there's no tam. Ain't begidin v'nois in tam. If you eat the Gira Noshe of Nevelo, you chayiv shtayim. Because we bald yichayif for gid anosha, because it's a min of behemah kshera, it's a cow, and you're over the iser of gid. If you're over the iser of gid and it's ach shaveh, you'll be also over the iser of nevela, in spite of the fact that ain't begidim benoisim tam. But the etzem ideas of ain't begidim benoisim tam, we'll have to see behemshech beis rashim.